5's needy
or greedy.
All right, y'all. Free money could be yours. Text CHILD. That is your keyword today. CHILD is what you're texting. Along with your name to 925-555. We'll play Needy or Greedy every hour till 6 p.m. Get on the radio with us, the Roz and Mocha Show, and you can score some cash. We'll tell you how the game is played in just a few minutes if you have not yet heard how Needy or Greedy is played. But in the meantime, text CHILD plus your name to 925-555. It's Kiss 925. Good morning.
It's fine. It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With their arms out like an angel through the gosh unreal. I don't wanna call it off, but you don't wanna call it love. You only wanna be the one that I call baby. Cause I'm the poison monster. I'm not a child, just stop the feeling. You can say it's just the way you are. Make an excuse, the stupid reason.
92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
Alpha, it's Roz and Mocha. What's up? Oh, are you there?
Oh, my God.
Hello.
I'm doing my car right now. Hi.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Oh, good. I just dropped off my daughter at JK.
Oh,
and okay. I said, okay, let me stay in my car for a while because I don't have a radio inside my house. I'm just always listening to you guys on my car.
Oh, okay.
Every
That's
day right. on my way home from Amazon.
Okay. what do you do at Amazon?
I work at, at the moment I'm working at picking department. So I pick your orders if ever you order something on Amazon.
Yo,
I
ordered a new Gillette thing. Maybe a razor. Maybe you're going to be the one that packages it up for me today. All right. The game is Needy or Greedy. Here's how we play.
You got a chance, Alpha, to be needy if you want, and you can choose that. We'll give you $92. Or if you want to be greedy, excuse me, love. You got to try and guess the exact amount sitting in the jackpot. Jerry was on with us an hour ago, and Jerry's guess was 1,429. He was wrong, and the jackpot is lower. So, Alpha, knowing that, what are you going to do? Are you going to be needy, or are you going to be greedy?
Well, I've been talking to my husband, and he said, I told him, I think I'm going to be needy today. I need gas money.
Okay, that's all
no
right.
Problem. No problem.
What do you need the money for?
Well, gas money, and probably because I'm ordering something from Amazon as well. It's my time now. So, my daughter, I have two daughters. I have a 15 and a 4-year-old, so they're asking something. And right now, all the stuff that I'm picking at Amazon are toys, Legos, everything. Mostly toys. People are ordering now for Christmas.
So you working for Amazon and the one responsible for picking all the stuff that we order. When you order something, have you ever seen your order come through and then you're the one picking it up?
That sometimes happens, but this is in my cart and then I'm going to put it on. So normally what I do is some people orders, right? So what I do is this one's nice. So I take a picture of it and said, I'm going to put it on my cart.
That is amazing.
I'm holding it at the moment. So I'm this is nice. I'm gonna go get it for my daughters.
I love it. Alpha, you are the best. Enjoy your cash. Hang on the line and you have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, girl. That is exactly how Needy or Greedy is played. If you would like to have an opportunity to play, you have that chance every hour until 6 p.m. Next gameplay is at 10 this morning. Your keyword is child, C-H-I-L-D. Text that with your name to 925-555.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On KISS 92.5.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance. Let's make a night. You won't remember, I'll be the one, you won't forget. Won't, but I bet you.
The Roz and Mocha Show
on Kiss 92.5.
Hot Frosty is the movie on Netflix that everyone's talking about these days. You can stream it right now.
I was just reading like some big heady piece from the director of Hot Frosty. Yeah, because like these kinds of movies, now that like Netflix is competing with Hallmark, like people are looking at these movies differently, right? Like they're actually looking at the sort of unironic aspects of extreme irony kind of thing. Like there's some really heady things being written about Hot Frosty.
Dustin Milligan plays Jack Snowman. And then Chabert plays Cassie.
She was from Party of Five.
And Mean Girls. And
yes.
She tried to start Fetch.
That's right. Yes.
It's not going to happen. So the description of the movie reads this. When widow Kathy magically brings a snowman to life, his innocence helps heal her heart.
Yeah, that's a terrible description.
That's what it says right here.
It's a woman who lost her husband and she's walking through town and she takes a scarf that was given to her and it's a magic scarf and she walks up to a snowman and she wraps it around the snowman in like a moment of like solace, just like seeking something. And then the snowman comes to life and he's hot as hell and never wears a shirt and it's winter time.
Right. So it's guns out.
Thank you.
All winter.
And he's ripped. You forgot that part.
Oh, yeah.
Damon Mori talking to hot Jack Snowman, Dustin Milligan. Hot Snowman?
Whoa.
Hot Frosty. The name of the movie!
Isn't Hot Frosty something that I read on Urban Dictionary years ago?
Probably. Show me now.
Isn't that a thing?
Is this your new nickname, or is your family, friends, and everyone now calling you Hot Frosty? Is this a life thing now?
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up. God, I hope not. there have been some people who have started, throwing out hot Frosty. And then because of some very unfortunate, typos and texts, also hot Frosty. So I'm getting
the
spectrum of nicknames from it. But you know what? Honestly, if people are even, calling me any name whatsoever, then I feel like that's a win, because I am a huge friendless loser.
So this guy, you would have to assume, so he had never been alive before until this magical scarf. So he literally knows nothing. But apparently, actually, I don't want to say, because it may be a spoiler alert in the movie, if you haven't seen it. So I'm not going to say it. I'll just continue with Dammit Moore's interview with Dustin Milligan from Hot Frosty, which is on Netflix right now.
When Frosty turns in from snow to human, he has to learn to be human. But how did he learn to kiss so damn fast?
Well, you know, the one of the fun things about this character is that he really, as you pointed out, he learns so quickly. We have to assume too, he talks about watching TV. He's watching a lot of TV sort of when we're not seeing him, as especially like the couple weeks past that he's in Hope Springs. Yeah, I really do think it's just one of those things. He just, you know, he picks it up pretty quick. He's a very fast learner. It was so cool to get to play someone where he doesn't just sort of stay, you know, brand new throughout the entirety of the movie. Like he changes very, very quickly. Among many things, yes, learns to kiss, learns to love very quickly.
Listen, when you're an actor, you got to take your role serious.
You got
to take your role serious. Yeah. You got to take the movie serious. You got to take the storyline serious. This is Dan Mori talking to Dustin Milligan from Hot Frosty, which is on Netflix right now.
Halloween time, it's always Hot Santa. Hot Santa was the thing for many years. Are you thinking that now Hot Frosty is going to be the new go-to costume?
I mean, I guess it's a pretty easy costume. You just need a long scarf. That's about
very
it.
Very economical costume.
Yeah, and some well-placed tape. And that's about it. Who knows? Who knows what could be?
Is that going to be your Halloween costume next year, Maury?
Yeah, I'm almost ready for it.
You could be the nose.
Oh, damn.
Just stick you right in there. You know what I mean?
What she said. What was your, you had your hand up there for a second.
No, no, I'm just going to advise, don't Google Hot Frosty Urban Dictionary.
No.
Gemini just did that.
No.
On a work computer?
Yeah.
Damn, guys.
Roz and Mocha.
Kiss
92.5.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation.
And Mocha's hell of a story.
My mom was during the day. She was cleaning the house. Everyone else was just out and about. And all of a sudden, from a distance as she's mopping the floor, she hears the slightest tick on the floor, but just slight enough to catch her attention.
Mm-hmm.
She looks. She says, "That's weird. There's something small in the corridor area." She looks. Doesn't she see? And I swear to God, she sees a nail, a fresh human nail with skin and fresh blood still attached to it. She starts freaking out. She's like, "What the heck is this?"
Roz and Mocha's hell of a story. Catch the whole thing Friday morning at 7:30
on Kiss 92.5. Taylor Swift's here with the Eras Tour.
Hi, Taylor.
And not a single ticket is left.
Or so we thought. Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Thanks to Rogers.
Keep it on Kiss all day for your final chance at tickets by listening for the cue to text.
If we call you, you'll be entered in the draw to win a pair of tickets on Thursday at midnight.
It's Kiss 92.5.
Taylor's version.
Live from the Rogers Center.
This is one of my favorites.
Thanks to Rogers, proud presenting sponsor of the Eras Tour.
Why do I love getting my holiday gifts at Shoppers Drug Mart? The PC Optimum points. Perfume for mom? Points for me. Chocolates for the teachers? Oh yeah, points for me. Shoppers, you should totally go. Exclusions apply.
Breaking story from Alpine News Network. Sam had aspirations of opening a clothing boutique. She called Alpine Credits and was sent a speedy superhero to help with a business loan. Super speed doesn't translate to radio, but when our hero runs, she sounds like this. If you ran at the speed of light, you'd sound funny too. Own your home, need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Just for license 12616.
The Waffle Festival is underway at Cora Breakfast and Lunch.
I'll have the peanut caramel waffle, please.
But with five new sweet and savory dishes to choose from, it's also a bit of a waffling festival.
Actually, make it a s'more waffle. Wait, the smoked meat waffle sandwich. No. The peanut caramel waffle.
But once you're done waffling, you'll love the waffle you end up ordering. So stop waffling and head to Cora Breakfast and Lunch. Festival ends January 12th.
Wait, the s'mores waffle?
Shop Bowring for huge savings on all your entertaining and gift-giving this holiday season. With one huge warehouse location at 95 Orpheus Road, Toronto, it's the greatest sale of the year. Save on all the beautiful things you love, from tableware and home decor to furniture, and Canada's largest and most beautiful assortment of Christmas decor and trim. Open daily from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Bowring, always beautiful, always affordable.
The Ross Petty Panto is back. You and your family are invited to a holiday musical extravaganza. Enjoy The Wizard of Oz like you've never seen it before. Audiences of all ages will embark on a whimsical journey alongside Dorothy and her beloved companions as they navigate the fantastical landscapes of Tarazto, brimming with laughter, toe-tapping hit songs, and mischievous antics. Secure your tickets for a rip-roaring merry time at CanadianStage.com.
Craig, Craig, Craig. Craig likes it warm. Craig loves 71 degrees Fahrenheit.
Craig doesn't understand Fahrenheit, but Craig does like to save money when he's at work. Craig also cares about his carbon footprint. He's so thoughtful, that Craig.
With SmartFlow from Enbridge Sustain, you won't have to think about your HVAC, but it will always be thinking of you. For a limited time, sign up and get up to $1,000 in bill credits and apply for up to $3,000 in rebates. Learn more at EnbridgeSustainSmartFlow.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Connect to the world with special Turkish Airlines fares. Book your flight before November 30th and take advantage of great deals. Fly to the most exciting destinations with the award-winning airline that flies to more countries than any other. Terms and conditions apply. For more details, visit TurkishAirlines.com. Turkish Airlines. Widen your world.
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times compared to major banks. Send money with Wise in more than 40 currencies without getting ripped off. See how much you could save. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
The Nissan All-In Clear Out event is on now, where you can finance select remaining 2024 Kicks from 0.99% or lease from 2.99% for 24 months. Plus, qualified Nissan owners may receive up to $500 in loyalty bonus. Go all-in with the Nissan Kicks and start dreaming of where best-in-class fuel economy can take you. Add impressive cargo capacity for whatever comes your way, and your imagination is officially free to wander. Conditions apply. Quantities limited. See Nissan.ca for details.
Save big at Shoppers Drug Mart's Black Friday Super Sale. Shop November 22nd to 29th and enjoy big savings on the products you love. Plus, open your PC Optimum app, shop your offer, scan, and earn 20,000 points. That's a $20 value. So whether you're shopping for the holidays or your favorites, you'll find really great deals throughout the store, especially since we've dropped prices on hundreds of everyday essentials. Head to Shoppers Drug Mart for the Black Friday Super Sale. Save big, leave happy. Conditions apply. Details in store.
Welcome to Waste Collection Safety 101. When you see a waste truck ahead, should you A, speed up, or B, pass slowly with caution? The answer is B. Keep waste collectors safe by slowing down and always passing with caution. A message from the City of Toronto.
Kiss 92.5.
With Roz and Mocha. Brought to you by RedTag.ca.
Go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to fill the buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, get into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to fill the buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, get into getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's always drama in the club. Yeah, I hit, I roll with Dre, everybody show me love. When you select them and them, you get plenty of groupie love. But homie, ain't nothing changed, roll down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cutting, man, roll them trees up. Roll back. Watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but now I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the lady saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But I live in New York, show to tell you I'm local. When the plan is to put the rap game in the trunk, I'm full of focus, man. My money on my mind, got a meal out the deal, and I'm still on the grind. Now shorty says she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. A girl from what did they buy, and they ready to go. Find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to fill the buzz. I'm in the habit sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, get into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to fill the buzz. I'm in the habit sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, get into getting rough. My flow, my show brought me the dough. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my cars, my clothes, my shoes. Look on me, I done came up and I ain't changing. You should love it way more.
more than you hate it. Oh, you mad? I thought that you'd be happy I made it. I'm the cat by the bar, toastin' to the good life. Moved out the hood, now you tryna pull me back, right? Once y'all get the puffin' in the club, it's on. I'm with my eyes, your chicks, if she smash, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, man. Just let it burn up. The tone ain't about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what banks for me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate, then watch the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of bug. Come on, they know where we be. You can find me in the club. Bottle full of bug. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to fill a buzz. I'm in the having sex. I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug. If you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club. Bottle full of bug. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to fill a buzz. I'm in the having sex. I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug. If you're in the getting rough.
Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, neither. We a club on time, so pop, pop on. Shady aftermath.
The DM deep dive based on the DMs that you were sending in to us. We talk about them every day on the show.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Roz, Liz says, if you could ask everyone during the DM deep dives what their strangest face-to-face fan interaction has been, what would it be?
I mean, I've had some weird ones. None that I would say.
Uh-huh.
Right? People have said some weird, like, weird things in casual conversation.
Can we bleep it out?
Yeah, I'll give you one that we can bleep. I'll give you one that we can bleep out. All right.
Hear, yeah.
During a casual conversation with a fan,
yeah.
I suspected that it was a little bit, it was moving into the territory of a little bit flirty. It was a late night fan encounter years ago. And I was not in any way interested, like at all, right? Mm. And during a casual conversation with a fan, we were just sort of like talking and, you know, this and this and this. And out of the blue, the fan tells me that she.
What?
What?
So how, what do you even say to that?
What? Thank you. What do you say?
You're like, cool. Congratulations.
No, you know what I did say?
What?
How'd you find out?
Oh my, you kept asking about.
I had to ask a follow-up.
What'd she say?
She told me the whole story, and it's actually like a thing that some people have.
Okay, I was going to say.
Right?
One.
Yeah. Right? But,
so you didn't ask questions like.
No, don't go there. Just don't.
Should I leave? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Can I tell you? I can answer that question.
Do you know what my question is?
No, but I can give you the answer to a question that you are going to ask.
Go.
And you can bleep this out too.
Absolutely.
Okay. Then she also told me that.
No! Come on! Stop it!
Yes.
Oh, what do you say to that?
Nothing. Conversation over.
Thanks for listening. Yes. I gotta go.
Yes.
Jeez.
Yeah, that was probably the weirdest one.
I'm floored. I'm shocked.
I don't have any weird interactions with fans like that, man.
No.
Like nothing awkward like that. I've had fans like recently as well who were extremely rude face to face.
Yeah.
And maybe they didn't think it was rude.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't had anything that was like your story there with that fan.
Dammit, Maury, who's as somebody who I'm sure has had awkward moments with fans, but also having been the awkward fan who provides the awkward moment, what have you, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes. You've been on both sides of this.
Yes.
Yes. Do you have either a story of you being awkward or when a fan was awkward with you?
There's not been a fan of the show that's been awkward with me. Much to Mocha's, the same thing he said, there's been some that have been rude, but me being awkward, I mean, hell, all the time, but I can't think of anything worthwhile at the moment.
No problem. Shem, Cheesecake, anything?
I just had fans like say they want to lick my teeth.
There you go. Hey, that's what I'm looking for. Right there.
All right.
Yeah. Takes a little bit of the heat off me.
Maria, what about you?
Nothing really weird. I mean, I've had a few like men that could be old enough to be my dad say weird things, but
to your face.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
know you from the show.
Yeah.
If I bleep, can you say one thing?
Yeah.
If she says, I'm going to die.
No. Oh my God.
Let me open my text. Give me the number.
Oh my God.
No,
okay, we're ending it there.
Say it. I'll bleep it.
Oh, I've had like men be like. I've had men be okay. like nothing towards Roz's thing,
hey,
but just
shit
like
that.
Stop
at me right now.
Damn. All right, next DM. Let's move on.
All right, Kara says, with your whistling, do you blow out or do you suck in to whistle?
Wait, what?
Because some people whistle like, and then some people whistle like.
An inhale whistle?
So, yeah.
So, I've never seen that before.
So Catherine, years ago, I was whistling and she was like, oh, you're one of those weird people that blows out to whistle.
What?
And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, everybody sucks in to whistle. And I was like, no, they don't. Mm-hmm. She's like, everybody sucks in to whistle. She's like, a few weird people blow out when they whistle.
Oh, wow.
And it has taken me years of convincing her that she's actually the weird one.
So does she whistle by inhaling?
Only inhaling.
Has she tried?
Yeah, she
way?
Can't do it.
She can't.
No.
Really? Because I can't. Can you guys whistle blowing in?
Yeah.
No.
Or sucking in?
Is that you inhaling?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can
wow.
do that.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I can do it.
I'll give you out and in, okay?
That's what she said.
Okay, so.
Yeah?
That was out, in, out, in, out, in.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
for you. Look at that.
Yeah. Do you remember when I taught you about hum whistling? That I used to think that was my biggest mm-hmm. talent? Mm-hmm. That I could hum whistle?
Do it.
Okay, I haven't done this in a very long time.
All right.
But it's humming and whistling at the exact same time.
Good.
Okay?
Bro, impressive.
Thank you.
That chick for you. Okay. That's a wrap on today's DM
yeah,
deep dive.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. Keep those DMs coming in because we love talking about them every day on the show. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
Celebrate mornings with Roz and Mocha
on Kiss 92.5.
I want the girl with the small waist and the perfect smile. Someone who's out every weekday in her dad's new car. You tell me I shouldn't stress out, say it's not that hard. But I just got a feeling this will leave an ugly scar. If you say she's nothing to worry about, then why'd you close your eyes?
and Mocha on Kiss. Kiss 92.5.
Yo, Andrew, what's up, man? It's Roz and Mocha.
Good.
You've been on hold for a while because you got a question. Go ahead.
Last podcast episode, I think somebody was talking about who you guys wanted, like John Cena's retirement tour, his opponent to be. Uh-huh. Then you guys kind of got off track and didn't even answer the question. So I wanted to know who you guys
didn't even answer the question.
Oh, damn.
So the question is what? So John Cena, we know, is what, going to show up at WrestleMania, right?
Well, he's retiring. So right. Every major pay-per-view, because he's doing like a retirement tour and some of the non-televised live events in certain cities, John Cena will make an appearance and do and have a match.
Okay.
So, Andrew, you're very passionate about this, and you would want to know our answer. Before we get to our answer, what's your answer?
Well, to be honest, if his injury isn't for, if it's just for plot development, I really want to see John Cena and Randy Orton one more time.
Oh. See who? What?
Randy Orton.
Oh, Randy Orton.
So, Randy Orton was on my list as well, of potential opponents. And I do have a list. Before we get to my list, let's go to our other resident WWE wrestling fan on the show. Maria, who do you think John Cena should face? at WrestleMania.
Hulk Hogan.
Girl! The man's like 1,000 years old.
Well, whatever. Man, Tyson just fought.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
But I mean, maybe it's like a reunion tour. You get all the old guys back together.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
See?
Andrew ain't buying it.
What's the other guy? Roman Reigns? That's the only one I know.
So either Roman Reigns or Hulk Hogan. Okay, Shem?
Yeah, to me, there are only two names that really should be of it. It's Randy Orton or, I know he's at a different company now, or Edge.
Oh, great. Ooh. Yeah.
Only two people that he should be wrestling.
I was going to say, there's also CM Punk. CM Punk, I think, would be a really good one, too. And he's never won a singles match against them at all, actually.
Roz?
I don't know, man.
What about that Sam dude?
Sam
Brett.
Who?
Oh, Sam Hart. I was saying Sam Hart. It's Bret Hart.
Sam Hart. Bret Hart. Bret the Hitman Hart. That guy's like 1,000 too.
Yeah.
And he's had heart attacks.
Yeah,
and
he's
stuff.
Fragile.
Yeah, okay. You can't put that man in the ring and ask him to wrestle.
Damn it, Maury, any thoughts?
Who's the guy I find hot with the neck tattoo?
No, he's an announcer, man. He doesn't wrestle anymore.
That guy.
What's Corey that guy's Graves. Name? What's
Corey Graves.
Corey Graves.
Oh, man. God broke the mold.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Wait, who is this guy? What's his name?
Corey Graves.
No, don't look him up. He's taken.
So tatted up.
You tell me, WWE. Maria, if this is a mold broken kind of fella.
No.
Cool.
He's good looking, but not like breaking the mold. They're way better looking. Also, what is his stomach tattoo?
Maria has a look on her face like someone, like Shem just farted in that room.
I can't control my face.
Okay, listen. I don't know if this would actually happen, okay? And hear me out.
Yeah.
But I think one of the greatest rivals in WWE history when it comes to John Cena is the feud with him and The Rock. And because of The Rock's heavily involvement with WWE right now, I think as a very final match at some point at the end of 2025, it should be The Rock versus John Cena. Because at one point in their careers when they were with WWE, they legitimately hated each other. Got over it years later.
Yeah.
But I think that would be an amazing final match.
Right. But do you need The Rock again to come in and save WrestleMania? You know what I mean? Because he did that last year.
Uh-huh. Well, it wouldn't be for WrestleMania because they've already got plans for The Rock and WrestleMania this coming
so
year.
So you think it would be something else then?
Yeah,
something
at the
before.
Very end of next year.
Right. I gotcha.
Anyway,
I gotcha.
I don't know what you think about that, Andrew, and I don't know if you're satisfied with our answers, but I think the strongest one would be Maria's answers of either Bret Hart, who's had multiple strokes.
Sam Hart, by the way.
Yeah. Sam Hart, aka Sam Hart, or Hulk Hogan, who I pretty much think it has been rebuilt like from the toes up.
Whatever. He'd sell all tickets.
All them surgeries.
He'd sell tickets.
See, Roz
he'd sell tickets.
Andrew, appreciate you, dog. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Always my tribal chief, Mocha.
Hey, my guy, the OTC, the OTC. Have a good day, bro.
You too, guys.
Acknowledge me.
Now's your chance. Text LOVER and your name to 925-555 for the chance to win tickets to the Eras Tour.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Standard message rates apply.
Kiss 92.5.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone. You found me. You found me. You found me. I guess you didn't care. And I guess I like that. And
to places I've never been. Till you put me down, oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now, put me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. Oh, trouble, trouble, trouble. Oh, trouble, trouble, trouble. No apologies, he'll never see you cry. That he's the reason why you're drowning, you're drowning, you're drowning. And I heard you moved on from whispers on the street. A new notch in your belt is all I'll ever be. And now I see, now I see, now I see. He was long gone when he met me. And I realized me or her or anyone or anything. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now, put me to places I've never been. Till you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
Taylor Swift.
Live in Toronto.
Hi.
Thanks to Rogers, the proud presenting sponsor of Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour.
Miles, hello, it's Ross and Mocha. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
Good. We got these Taylor Swift tickets to give away. You have not won them, but...
You are so close.
Sounds awesome.
So, you know, you just got to wait not even that long, right? We're talking midnight Thursday going into Friday, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if you're winning these for you or if you're winning these for somebody else, who the Swifties in your family are, but you don't have long to wait. Who will you be taking with you if you get these tickets?
It would be my daughter, Paulina.
Oh, nice. How old is she?
She is, yeah, on the spot here. She is 10.
Dads. Dads.
All right, buddy. Well, good luck. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Right on.
All right, and listen, more chances to qualify. All you have to do is text in the keyword when you hear us tell you to text us. Lover is the keyword for the day that you're texting to 925-555.
Being greedy
pays off.
I'm feeling greedy.
She's feeling greedy, yay!
I think it is 858.
Your luck has changed.
Baby, oh, my goodness. I'm so excited right now. Thank you so much.
Kiss 925's Needy or Greedy.
Win $92.
Or take a chance at up to $5,000.
But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
On Kiss 925.
Imagine this. The sound of a helicopter touching down on a mountain peak. The crunch of snow under your skis. And the feeling of total freedom. Is it your imagination? Or is it your possible? Find your possible. Play Lotto 649 for a chance to win the classic jackpot or the gold ball jackpot of $32 million. Buy your ticket today. Can we
really launch Black Friday deals early?
As Sunwing's financial advisor, I say, hold my coconut.
You actually did it.
It's simple. People want more from their vacation, right? A Sunwing vacation does that. Why deny the people what they want? And with these Black Friday vacay deals, they'll be sipping a mojito by Tuesday.
Book with your local travel advisor or...
An Oral-B electric toothbrush delivers a professional, purifying, clean feeling. So if you want a round brush head inspired by a dentist...
Come and get it.
And if you want a brush that cleans 100% better than a regular brush for cleaner teeth and healthier gums...
What you waiting for?
Oral-B is the brand dentists worldwide use the most. So maybe it's time you...
Come and get it.
You get it. Oral-B. Brush like a pro.
All right, what's going on? It's Mocha, and I would love for you to swing by Lexus of Richmond Hill and check out the 2025 NX250 all-wheel drive. This awesome compact SUV has Lexus reliability and craftsmanship built right in. It comes with loads of safety features like Lexus Safety System Plus 3.0, digital latch safe exit assist, downhill assist control, and get this, it's got 2,000 pounds of towing capacity. That is crazy. Visit LexusOfRichmondHill.com. Lexus of Richmond Hill, a division of Wayne's Auto Group.
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Synovus.com.
Shop Black Friday deals at PetSmart. From November 21st to 27th, buy one, get one 50% off dog and cat treats. Save 20% on all Hill's Science diet food. Plus, save $3 on all Arm & Hammer cat litter. Shop more incredible deals in-store and online at PetSmart.ca.
Real Canadian Superstore is bringing it with 28 days of daily deals. This week, get Lactantia butter for only $4.50 each and a 5-pound bag of clementines for only $4. Find more ways to save at Real Canadian Superstore. Conditions may apply. See flyer for details.
Tis the season to enjoy Swiss Chalet's festive special. Our famous rotisserie chicken, cranberry, stuffing, Lindor chocolates, and a scratch and win card. The festive special. Only $17.99, only at Swiss Chalet. Visit SwissChalet.com for contest details. Participating locations, white meat, taxes, and upgrades extra.
Amazon Black Friday week is here. With up to 35% off toys to stuff their stocking. Noise-canceling tech to silent their night. And fashion like slippers to missile their toes. Shop Amazon's Black Friday deals now.
Everyone, I have an announcement.
Get tickets now for the most magical event of the year. Wicked. You're gonna be popular. This Friday. Like a dance. Sing. And celebrate. Wicked. In theaters Friday. Get tickets now.
At Easy Financial, we know that sometimes life can be hard to navigate, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you find yourself in a tight spot and you've been left hanging, Easy Financial is here to help with the money you need when you need it most. Now for a limited time, get 0% interest on the last 6 months of your new loan, starting November 18th. Applying won't impact your credit score. Terms and conditions apply. Visit easyfinancial.com for details.
This Black Friday, Rona is the place to be. Imagine transforming your home into a cozy winter wonderland or finally tackling those DIY projects you've been dreaming about. At Rona, you'll find everything you need, from experts' tools and materials to stylish Christmas decor. And this week, save 25% on all Christmas lights in stock and 40% on Carrara white 12x24 porcelain tile. Don't miss out. These deals won't last long. Conditions apply. Visit your local Rona or shop online at rona.ca.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by redtag.ca. Travel made easy.
I don't want to be alone tonight. It's pretty clear that I'm not over you. I'm still thinking about the things you do. No, I don't wanna be
alone tonight, alone tonight. Can you fight the fight? I need somebody who can take control. I know exactly what I need to do. 'Cause I don't wanna be alone tonight, alone tonight.
Kiss 92.5, we are the Roz and Mocha Show. That's a wrap on today. Thank you very much to everyone who have been getting to our website, kiss925.com, or texting money to 925-555 for the 50-50 Fortune Supporting Food for Kids. It's an organization helping to provide nutritious meals for kids right across Ontario. We are looking to help raise some money so they can keep doing those good things for the kids. And, man, guaranteed take-home prize. We're almost at $100,000, yep. All thanks to you. When we kicked it off, the guaranteed prize was at like 50 grand. But that's increasing as the minutes go by. So get to our website, kiss925.com, or get to texting the word money to 925-555. We'll send that link right to your phone. Plus, we also got the early bird prize, which is tickets to see Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, thanks to Rogers. That prize will be given away this Friday.
Tomorrow on the show, oh wow, look at this. Ladies. Mm. We will hear from Chad Michael Murray.
Ooh.
Right? He's got a new Christmas movie called The Merry Gentlemen. So Chad Michael Murray will be on with us tomorrow. Before we go.
You know about this film?
What?
It's like Magic Mike for Christmas.
Oh, right. It's Magic Mike for Christmas. before we go, Mocha, what did you learn today?
I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Yes.
Taylor Swift, she's working with the ops.
Why?
Apparently, Taylor Swift is on a track for Kendrick Lamar's new album.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He's got an album coming out, and apparently she dropped vocals for it that they recorded December of last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So kind of bummed about that. Damn. What'd you learn today, Roz?
That's Hot Frosty on Netflix. Everybody is talking about Hot Frosty on Netflix. It's their Christmas movie. It is ridiculous. A snowman comes to life and he's like a hot guy with like no shirt on. But when that movie dropped on Rotten Tomatoes, it debuted with 100% critic rating. Not that those matter, but it is now still currently sitting at 89%.
Woo!
It's like you waited your whole life for Kiss 92.5. And the Roz and Mocha Show, girl. Mornings from 6 a.m. to 10. Listen to them. You'll have some fun.
Although the show is over.
over today. Roz and Mocha are never far away.
Download and subscribe to the podcast now. The Roz and Mocha Show is brought to you by RedTag.ca. Travel made easy.
Kiss 92.5.
Tonight I want to hold you close.
Kiss 92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
That key word today that you are texting is child, C-H-I-L-D. As always, you have a chance to get up to $5,000 or walk with a Needy 92. Needy or Greedy continues. Texting child, C-H-I-L-D, and you could play after Billie Eilish, Mary J. Blige and Sabrina. Continues Wednesday morning across Toronto at Kiss 92.5.
I know I have good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not you're different. And everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let them out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove girl. Please.
little sucker out. Please, please, please. If you wanna go and be stupid, don't do it in front of me. You don't wanna cry to my music, don't make me hate you politically.
It back.
Hi, this is Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. is in the spot tonight. Ooh. Come on, B, got y'all.
The biggest hits.
Come on, B, got y'all.
The best throwbacks.
This is
hey. Everybody dance for me.
Your body free. Oh. Leave your situations at the door. So when you step inside, jump on the floor.
Your body bumping.
I told you leave your situations at the door. So grab somebody and get your ass off the dance floor.
To find podcasts, news, sports, and Kiss 92.5.